Madonna, Umbrella, hit number one on this day in 2007. For our little piece of music history today, on our way to talk to Baynard Woods, managing editor of the City Paper. Welcome, Baynard. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, and this is my last day as managing editor, so last time you get to say that.
Last day, so you won't be doing City Paper with me anymore. Somebody else will be doing it.
Yeah, someone else will be doing the City Paper. I'll still be writing for the paper a lot, but I'm not going to be working here in the office as much. I'll be out in the field more.
You'll be out in the field. Plus, let's mention two quick things about what's going on. One thing is that your book, which we can talk about for a moment, has been optioned. You're working on, is it a TV series or a film? Who optioned it?
Yeah, so it's a TV series, and it's an interesting situation. It was originally optioned by a production company called Alpine Labs, and then they... just recently, Will Smith's company, Overbrook Entertainment, signed on to be the producers, and Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith signed on to be the executive producers just recently. And it's a really the book and the show are really timely because it's about a young kid who gets appointed as it's nonfiction. The book, a young kid who gets appointed as the sheriff of an almost all black Gullah Geechee speaking county in South Carolina in the 20s, and sort of how he navigates trying to govern and patrol this area. And so there's a lot of things that make it really relevant to stuff that's going on right now.
And we also should say, as we talk about the summer sizzling issue in this last conversation with you, that you have been nominated for an award by the Association of Alternative News Media Association for the work you've been doing here covering the uprising in Baltimore, right?
No, actually not for that, because I was nominated, or I am a finalist for the Best Column Award.
Best Column, okay.
So it's for 2014. The 15 awards won't be nominated until a year from now, but this is for the Conflicts of Interest column, and primarily for trolling Mayor Rawlings Blake. So when one of the mentioned columns was the one where she said that, of course, she likes art because she went to a word I can't say on the radio, Oberlin, and that kind of stuff. So it's for that column that it was. It's one of the three finalists for the best column in other alternative weekly papers.
The ongoing affair between Baynard Woods and the mayor of Baltimore. So, let's talk a bit about this, about the summer sizzling issue. What is in it? I've not really had a chance to look at it, but I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so this is a weird Sizzling Summer's our annual summer guide, and normally it has no other content, but this year we felt it was really important to keep the Mobtown Beat, the news section, because there's just so much news going on. So in that, we have a look at some the way that the local Nepalese community has been dealing with both the uprising here and some of their places where windows were broken and stores were looted, and also simultaneously dealing with the news back home that their families were in crisis and in trouble because of the massive earthquakes in Nepal. So we'd been wanting for a while to kind of come in to be able to look at that community and the way they were dealing with this. And also in light of all of the people arrested during the, which we've been talking about some in the protests and the uprising, we took a look at the bail system and the way that the really sort of arbitrary and strange way that the bail commissioners end up acting, and so that you'll have a lot of differences from one commissioner to another and the way that the bail bond system works within that as well. So we have Karen Hoopert, a great writer.
And a professor here at Morgan State University, let me say, as well.
Yeah, exactly right. Full disclosure, a professor there and really a spectacular writer. And we have these great, one of my favorite things in this issue, are sketches from Sandtown. Illustrator Dan Archer went out and interviewed and talked to people on the streets in Sandtown and drew sketches of them while he was talking to them and let... And then also put quotes from them around the portraits. And they're really beautiful. And we actually have a higher quality, higher stock paper this week than the sort of terrible paper we normally get. And so these illustrations really turn out great on there.
We have about 90 seconds. I didn't realize we're that close to the end of end of the hour. But we also have a piece that I know you love, which has to do with Eastern Shore Breweries.
Yeah. So Joe Giordano took after being out covering the uprisings constantly, then went out and took a little vacation, a work vacation, and went to the breweries on the Eastern Shore and toured all of those and made a really nice piece there. And we have another great piece on the golfing in town, which I'm not a golf fan at all, but on Clifton Park Golf Course and its history as 100 years of a public golf course.
And that's into Baltimore had this wonderful system forever of public golf courses, which allowed people for free to go play golf or for almost nothing because they were owned by the public and owned by the city. And that's it was something the city did was a very positive thing, Clifton Park being one of them, Forest Park Golf Course, a number of them. Baynard Woods, we'll miss you on the air, but we'll be seeing each other around.
Hey, well, yeah, and I hope to come on as a guest in other capacities.
You're going
to
be a guest, and we were talking about guest hosting as well, right?
Oh, I'd be happy to guest host, too. Love all,
right.
All y'all.
All right, take care, man. Love you, too, brother.
All right.
Baynard Woods, editor-at-large of the Baltimore City Paper, off to make this piece, and it's an incredible book. I really enjoyed it, and I'm happy for him that this is happening for him. So thank you all for being part of this program today. It means a great deal to me that all of you are constantly part of this program and calling in and writing in and making this show what it is for us all to listen to. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunner. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our engineering intern is Anthony Nichols. Our intern and Dan History Research producer is Sienna Greaves. Theme music by Wal Matthews and Clean Cuts. And yes, James Brown. I'm black and I'm proud. On this day in 2003, James Brown was pardoned for his past crimes by the state of South Carolina. And Brown, who appeared before the board, sang God Bless America after the decision. To podcast The Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working with someone else. Say it loud!